American independence.
A New Jersey senator calls for gun control after what happened in Colorado, while gun permit applications soar in that state. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. Name of the show, America Tonight. You can throw in your two cents. Of course, guns. Name of the game. Should we? Shouldn't we? Do we need to put them in a pile and get rid of them? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. I've said it several times. I'll say it again. Guns do not kill people. People kill people. I am pro-Second Amendment because I don't think we want to take away rights. It's a slippery slope when you do that. And if somebody wants to harm you, they're going to find a way to harm you. If that's what they want to do, they're going to do it. This guy, Jason, or James Holmes, rather, had grenades, had booby-trapped his apartment to blow sky high. He had other means besides weapons if he wanted to do something, and he would have done it. It's a tragedy, no doubt. Who's to blame for this? There are a lot of things we could look at, but you can't, in my opinion, at all, blame guns. It's not about that. You want to get rid of the assault weapons, I get that. You need machine guns or assault weapons, no. But handguns, elements of protection, rifles, etc., taking rifles away from hunters is ridiculous, and people wanting to defend their property, their homes, their family, absolutely not. If anything, one thing this illustrates is the power of, I think, a deterrent. Imagine if somebody had been able to stop him, and of course they couldn't stop him, and then ultimately he pretty much weenies out of it and turns himself in, essentially, because he's there, but still wanted to get the last laugh by having cops go to the apartment and be blown sky high. Luckily, that part didn't happen. As a result, there's also some copycat things to talk about. There were about 100 or so folks in Edgewood in a movie theater for a showing of The Dark Knight. And somebody said that they saw an emergency exit open. The cops couldn't find the person who they thought opened the door. The theater was evacuated. And this was 4 days after Holmes went into that movie theater in Aurora, Colorado, and killed 12 people and injured 58. Let's hope we don't have more pranks, calls, that kind of stuff, or some kind of wacko copycatter as a result of it. You know, it's that push-pull thing of how much does some of this coverage feed into the frenzy of copycat, somebody else wanting to do something similar. It's like I read the headline in the Post today. It said, the Red Devil, playing up everything about Holmes. And I think the sooner he's locked away, done with, boom, the better. But this is not going to be a swift justice. This is going to drag out for a while. By the time you get the jury and go through the whole system, we know what that process will be like, and especially if it ends up being a capital case. So what say you, America? The tug of war over guns, if anything, is just highlighted here with this very, very public shooting in an intimate setting where people are just caught off guard and are very soft targets. 855-266-KATE. To be sure, we're going to talk about a few other things, too, along the way here in America Tonight, including more react on Penn State. Lots of reaction as to what's going to happen to the recruiting class and the football players and the campus and all that sort of stuff. And oh, so sad, it, again, is about the victims. Why are we not ever talking about the victims? Only about everything else surrounding it. Let's take one at the top, a very patient Ray in Missouri. Hey, Ray, how are you?
Hey, Kate, how are you tonight?
Good, buddy. Thanks for the phone call. What? How do you weigh in on this?
Oh, I wanted to start off on a little lighter side. You was talking last week about how hot it was.
Yeah.
My God. It's back up to 107 today.
Wow, 107. So what do you do, sit on a block of ice when it's that hot?
Wow. That factory that I work in is hotter than that inside.
Oh, that's rough.
My boat's been sitting in the driveway. I'm working 6 days a week.
Yeah.
So Sunday, day off. The boat's been pulled out of the garage for months sitting in the driveway because it's too hot on Sunday to put it in the water.
Yeah, there's no way you would be. Are you kidding? You'd melt on the water. Oh, it'd be awful.
You don't even want to go out there.
This, no way.
This character out there in Colorado, and he was definitely a coward. Whatever's going on in his mind, he was a coward. He had no intentions of dying with all the body armor that he had on, head to toe.
Didn't
want to die.
No.
Famous.
Yeah.
And, you know, some of the victims' families, that's what they're saying, that's the one thing they don't want him to achieve, that it's going to be awful hard for that not to happen.
Right, that infamy that he's already starting to get because of the headlines, like I was saying, Red Devil, the play-up of the Joker, all that kind of stuff, yeah.
So it's hard telling what started his little fiasco or what hit him over the edge. He definitely is sane, and he knew that if he wasn't sane, he wouldn't have been worrying about living. You know, he wouldn't have protected himself. But the gun control side of it, I've got a lot of friends that have concealed carry permits, and you know, the more people that have those, the more off-duty officers that just happen to be in events like that, the better off people are, I think.
You know, I agree with you. It's like you said, if off-duty officers, more people who know what they're doing, who carry it, the whole responsible gun owner thing, absolutely, because imagine if somebody were close to that situation and they could have just immediately leveled him. Then perhaps a few people would have died or a few people would have been hit, but how many would have been saved?
And it still would have been difficult. That from the gear he was wearing, it would have been pretty much just a neck or face shot. I think it's the only thing that could take him down. If he had no access to guns, he could have got the grenades, or he could have got dynamite, or the other bombs that he had made, and he could have went in there and done it with that.
Yeah.
I believe the reason he chose the guns, because he didn't want to be close enough to get blown up himself.
Yeah.
He'd go in there and harm people and not get harmed himself.
Yeah. Yeah, good point. Ray, don't be a stranger. Good call. You take care.
All right, I made it home. I wasn't in the truck this time, so I'd already made it home.
I like that. Thanks, Raymond. Bye-bye. He makes some great points. He didn't want to die, or he wouldn't have had the full body armor on. It would have been difficult to take the shot because of the few spaces that you would have been able to shoot for. And, of course, the tear gas. Although I think if enough people were able to get to him and take him down, it could have made a difference. But they probably couldn't see, and they were choking on the tear gas, most likely. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE, if you want to weigh in. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
The decision to get a gun, very personal, and there are people who want to take that right away. And when things like what happened in Colorado happen in a very public place, this becomes a moment of truth, really, on all sides of this. And for people who don't want to see guns to be continued to be part of our culture, this is one of the things that they can hang on to. Look what happened at Columbine. Look what happened here. Look what happened at XYZ. Look what happened on the base at Fort Hood. Of course, there are a lot of different directions you could take on a military base, and that was terrible what happened. But there's a little bit of a different twist in that versus this guy, disturbed, knows what he's doing, plans it out methodically, goes in and kills 12 people, injures 58. So what happens is gun backgrounds, the checks spike up after that shooting. The Colorado Bureau of Investigation, we wanted to make sure we jump to this to give you some real meat here, showed that from Friday through Sunday, 2,887 people, almost 3,000 people, were approved to buy guns. That's a 43% increase over the previous Friday through Sunday. 43%, almost 50% increase. 3,000 people. They're reading the details. They're seeing how freaky it is that somebody could shatter your life in an instant, boom, like that. by being in the same movie theater with a nut who walks out, comes in, and takes the place apart. Now, the actual gun sales, it seems, have spiked because many of the stores in Colorado, in Denver, in Aurora, are reporting that they can't even keep up with the sales. They've had more foot traffic, more people calling, more people coming in, asking questions, wanting to know about guns, that the numbers are increasing. So mass murder, big time powerful firearms, where are we headed? What do we have to gain by getting rid of guns? What would we gain by getting rid of guns? I made it clear where I am on this. I'm for the responsible gun owners. I'm for the right to continue to protect yourself in this nation. And what kind of a country would we have if you couldn't do that? If you couldn't do that. So, Carolyn McCarthy, Congresswoman from New York, who is a big-time advocate for cutting down gun rights, and for a personal reason, too, because of family members killed on a train with the nutty Long Island killer, a guy who was on the train and decided he was going to shoot a long time ago, you know, over a decade ago. So she has a definite personal reason and was elected and is popular among some people in New York. She talks about her thoughts, throws in her two cents, if you will, on a raging debate about guns and what do we have to lose and what do we have to gain by taking guns away, and that maybe it's time for gun control.
This was made for military, for police. This is meant to kill as many people as possible in the shortest period of time. Well, we've been having this press conference. Three or four other people have already been killed in this country. That happens every single day. Every single day. And we are all paying for it one way or the other.
All right, there's no doubt we pay for any kind of a tragedy because all of us, certainly I can hear that in the people that call, all of us feel something unless you're completely devoid of any kind of feeling in your body over seeing fellow human beings being, you know, trapped like mice and attacked the way they were attacked. But I think it's the opposite, and I think that's why you're seeing people going to gun shops and that fear drives people to act on things maybe they've been thinking about. Maybe they've been thinking about taking the concealed carry class. Because to get that concealed carry in states that offer that, where you can carry the weapon, it's not a layup. You got to earn that. It's not a layup. You go through extensive training. I don't just hand you the gun and say, okay, here you go, here's your permit, have fun, like you're going fishing. It's certainly not like that. And to me, I think that's key. The key is to have people know what they're doing, because if somebody is driven by fear, if somebody is completely all about only that, and they get guns, that's when it's more dangerous and much better to have the responsible person on the street than the person who is just acting out of fear. Because using the gun is not necessarily something that you want to do. Let's hope that the people, the majority of people who decide they want guns to protect themselves, that's what they're thinking in their head. It's a deterrent. Do I want to have to do this? Of course not. But does it make a difference if I'm armed, if someone should break in the house, if I find myself in a situation where somebody is shooting, is attacking other people? Can I help? Am I in the middle of this thing? Am I on a campus somewhere where I have the opportunity to get the upper hand on a violent person? Of course. Of course. So the debate will never go away. You can talk about three or four different things in my lifetime will never be solved, the riddle. And one of the riddles is the answer about guns, because it is such a personal decision. It's something that evokes all kinds of emotions in different ways for all kinds of people, that you're never going to get 100% agreement on it, never, or even close, not even going to get 90% agreement. I mean, think right now if you're listening to me. The first time you got a gun, the first time you shot a gun, the first time you learned about a weapon, how you felt about that, how you got more comfortable with it, and how you know that the key thing is, and I think most of you have said this, that you would portray to people, is when you decide to do this, you want to be able to take the reins. You want to know exactly what it is that you're going to do. So the question of what is happening in Colorado is definitely mirrored around the country without a doubt. And we don't know when we talk about sales. We won't know about sales until with the July background checks, when all of that is made public in August. And I'm going to go out on a very skinny limb because I think it's not risky to say. I think numbers across the board are going to be much higher. I think people going for those background checks, you know, all the background checks requests anyway, is going to be much higher and spiking, not just in Colorado, but in a lot of other places. The idea of the movie theater has really hit a lot of people. You know, you had workplace shootings, school shootings, not that certainly hasn't had the same reaction. But now you're talking about a third level about, ooh, a movie theater. Geez, I never really thought about that. I go in, I sit down, I'm in a great mood, or I want to get in a great mood. That's why I'm here. That's why I plunked down my bucks. I want to escape. And I'm involved in the movie, and I could have to worry about the people around me? Nah. We don't want to become Israel. We're not trying to live that kind of life. We want to be able to just go and enjoy, not go and worry about what's happening around us. So I think you're going to see a spike. I think you're going to see a spike in guns, but you also, because of the fear, you're going to have the opposition, the major drive to gun control, to push that gun violence is heavy and that we have the potential for other things to happen in this country. And unless we get a handle on it and on what's going on with guns, we're not going to be able to shut it down. Like Carolyn McCarthy wouldn't want any guns in anyone's hands, so she would say, as she did there, that people are being killed by guns. We need to not have guns. Only the cops need to have guns. Only law enforcement types need to be armed. Coming up, we're going to talk about Penn State and some of the reaction to Penn State. Bobby Bowden, the legendary former coach of Florida State, who was good friends with Paterno, has some thoughts about Paterno and his life and his image on the flip side.
Summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And you customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
He takes on the ruling class.
Fabian for Liberty.
He offers piercing political analysis.
Fabian for Liberty.
He's on the front lines of restoring the Republic.
Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty. Spelled F-A-B-I-A-N. The number 4, Liberty. Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty.
Subscribe now for weekly updates on the Fabian for Liberty YouTube channel. Helping humanity prepare in uncertain times. FabianForLiberty.com. The next generation of alternative media.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in the boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful. I've sunshine enough to spread.
Well, his life kind of was like lots of sunshine. The Penn State former coach, Joe Pa, who died last year, at the tail end of last year, I think, if anything, just died with the pressure of everything besides age, with the pressure of everything that was happening to his life and everything that was happening at Penn State, I think caused that. Now, the Penn State football program will not be allowed to participate in the Big Ten, rather, conference title game, which is huge, for the same 4 years where they're banned from postseason bowl games, which means big money and lots of TV time, by the NCAA. They're also not allowed to share in the conference's bowl revenues. That's about a $13 million hit, maybe even a little bit more. The money, though, will go to children's charities, so that part's good because they would have gotten some of it. They have to reduce 10 initial and 20 total scholarships every year for 4 years. That means that the football program can only offer 15 full scholarships to incoming freshmen or even the transferred students a year for 4 years starting in the 2013-2014 academic year. And they can only have 65 full scholarship totals each year beginning in 2014-2015. Wow. Penn State might have been better off with the death penalty. It's going to be very hard to bounce back from it. Some people think they should have gotten the death penalty and got off easy. I think they got slammed pretty hard, and I think it was about time, because even once these cover-ups were reported, they and remember, all the wins were taken away from 1998, so Joe Pa is no longer the winningest coach. But the problem with Penn State, like everything else, they had money. You know, it's always about follow the money. They had a lot of money coming in, $60 million a year, and they were covering up what was going on with that pedophile, Jerry Sandusky. So who knows how many other kids were involved, how Mike McQuarrie can stand to stomach that after seeing a little boy raped. I mean, I just think in my head, a 10-year-old innocent boy, and this is what is allowed to happen. So Jerry Sandusky was walking on water. He was allowed to do whatever he wanted to do, and nobody said anything about it. He had access to the showers at Penn State, everything else, all the way through for the last couple of years, all the way up to the last couple of years, and had a charity that was funneling him tailor-made boys who were broken because they were from family situations that weren't so great. So the idea was he was supposed to be the protector, the hero, the friend, the football coach in Happy Valley, the assistant football coach who had access. And boy, that access was complete abuse. Shame on Penn State for turning a blind eye to what was going on just to protect the money and the reputation and everything else. If anything, you talk about doing more damage. This is the prime example, doing more damage to those poor boys and doing damage to the school at the same time, dummies. If they had just reported Sandusky, who knows how many people they would have saved from the fate of being attacked by him over and over and over again. And who knows what they would have done for the legacy of Penn State. I think Penn State would have been fine. They could have weathered a scandal. It would have been a scandal where they immediately reported it, and that would have been it. I mean, that would have been it. Give me a break. So Bobby Bowden weighs in on Joe Paterno and what it means with the vacating of the wins ordered by the NCAA, and what does this do for the memories of Joe Paterno?
I have known Joe and his family, my wife and his wife, since 1952, you know, and when we had become friends. And so naturally I kept up with it, wondering how it would come out, kind of hoping that when they investigated, they'd find out, well, gee, he didn't know what was happening. But that's not what the report said. Penn State University, a great university that has been tarnished, you know, if they've got the will, they can come back just like your university or my university, and it's just going to take time and a lot of hard work. They've got to restore their image.
Yeah, they do have to restore that image, and I think Bowden's right. It's going to take a long time to do that because that penalty is going to affect the football program, the postseason games, the bowl games, the Big Ten championship game, the reduction in scholarships, all of that. And it's going to take a while to flip it. It'll take a lot of while. But you know what? The NCAA finally holds Penn State accountable for the failure of the people who shouldn't have been in power to protect kids, and insist that all areas of that community are held to higher standards of honesty and integrity. Honesty and integrity, because obviously they didn't have it there. And the $12 million a year for the next 5 years, they got to throw in, kick into an endowment created to fund programs for the detection and treatment of child abuse is to be commended. It shouldn't be more than that. $60 million was what they were raking in every year. You know, when you talk about football factories, so what we're talking about here. It is a football factory. Football factory. And it should not have ever, ever happened. Because no matter how much money, how much therapy, how much whatever, I'm not saying that somebody can't piece their life back together, but it sure is hard. Imagine trusting it. I mean, what kind of trust would you have as a kid that happens to you and you're told to shut up or you'll suffer the consequences, so you're scared to death? Of course you don't say anything. Nothing I hate worse than when people say, well, why didn't they say anything? They were afraid. They were kids. 9, 8 years old, 10. Can you imagine? I can't imagine. I hope that the light that's being shined on Penn State, though, helps in other situations where somebody is afraid to step forward for fear of losing their job. Give me a break. You've got to grow a backbone. And that was the problem with Mike McQueary, who wanted to be at Penn State, had fantasies of becoming, in his head, thinking, geez, maybe I can have this path to being the coach one day at Penn State, which he ultimately achieved, being one of the coaches, and didn't follow all the way through. Why didn't he stop it? Why didn't he stop it? I'm a woman. If I were in that situation, whether I was strong enough or not, I absolutely would have done something. Absolutely. I feel pretty confident to say that. You know, at some point you just gotta make the decision, I'm gonna help. And in the case of innocent kids, for goodness sake. But I'm not gonna get on that soapbox. You get that. The Penn State, what happened with Penn State, is it fair or foul? Is it too over the top? Is it unfair to punish the people that are there now for the crimes of the people that were there in the past, that screwed things up, that covered things up? My answer is too bad, because the universities still try to not do anything. They wanted it to go away, and it didn't go away, so they have to suffer the consequences. And if people don't want to, if decent football players don't want to stay there, then they need to leave, and they can. Within the system, they certainly could transfer to another university. And I think ultimately some of the players will decide to move on. And with the loss of the scholarships, it's going to be really tough for Bill O'Brien. And he's the one you got to feel a little sorry for, because it's going to be tough in that whole recruiting process to convince players that they should go there when they know there's no postseason. Because it's about being seen, especially if you think you have a chance at something bigger in the NFL. That would lessen the chance of that considerably. Coming up on America Tonight, you know, statistics, I keep saying follow the money. We got another edition of We Can Count. One of the things that tops We Can Count is the amount of traffic deaths and the fact that it's on the rise. I mean, is this related to texting? Is this just poor driving? Why are we seeing this jump in traffic deaths? And wait till I tell you the number. The number's pretty significant, sadly. Because I'm saying not accidents. I'm saying traffic deaths. And I'm talking about 2012. And just even the statistics from the first 3 months, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration released them, and they're pretty eye-opening. Pretty eye-opening. I look around, and from all the places I've traveled, and some of you travel, you're truck drivers, you travel a little bit in business, and you know, it's funny the jokes people make about other drivers, usually in states connected to them. Like if you're from Pennsylvania, New Jersey drivers are the worst, and if you're in Pennsylvania, or here in New Jersey, Pennsylvania drivers are the worst. And you know, you could pretty much say that if you go from state to state, the jokes about Georgia drivers that Floridians make, and so on. But you know, who really are the worst drivers, and why are we seeing these numbers jump up? That's part of We Can Count. I'll catch you there in a few.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
After 21 years as a nutritional consultant, I have learned that the greatest roadblock to health is a compromised ability to detoxify. If your body fails to detoxify enough, you suffer from infections, diseases of all kinds, and die young. Detoxification involves a properly working liver and sufficient production of glutathione. Glutathione represents 60% of one of your liver detox systems. There are many products on the market that try to raise glutathione or detoxify the body. The most sophisticated ones cost $300 out the door and $1,200 or more over 6 months. We believe there's a quicker and more effective way to achieve detoxification. It is One World Way. One World Way is the most undamaged, unrefined, life-giving whey protein powder on the market we have found. Taking One World Way will feed your body the building blocks to rebuild, repair, and detoxify. To help you feel great again, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Fascinating thing, you delight me, and I know you're speaking of me.
Thanks for hanging with us, America. Here on ATN, Kate Delaney, happy to be the skipper of this ship, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. We're going to talk about the numbers in a sec. First, let's go to RC in Illinois. Hey, RC.
Hello, cutie Katie. How are you doing tonight?
Good, pal. How are you?
Not too bad.
Good.
And aside with the Joe Paul thing at Penn State,
yeah.
I'm not a Penn State fan, and all the sanctions that were ever given them against them were, I think, appropriate, except taking away the victory. Athletes won those ball games.
And, True.
Mean,
you know, it's interesting, RC. I didn't really look at it that way. I looked at it that, wow, Paterno, what are you thinking? What are you thinking of not just going beyond the university? And he was a guy who was so respected, certainly, if he had gone to somebody that...
I mean, he was one of the most respected coaches in the entire history of college football.
Yeah, absolutely. And, they would have reacted. Mm-hmm.
And, yes, and if he'd have done the right thing, no problem, but he did not.
Yeah.
But, once again, as I said, those kids is one of those games.
Yeah. That's a sad thing.
That's the only way I feel about the rest of it, the sanctions and all of the... Okay, no tournament, you know, no ball
postseason,
games.
Yeah.
loss of scholarships, fine. Okay.
Yeah.
Now about the Aurora situation. I'm a complete gun advocate. Okay. Mm-hmm. I believe mm-hmm. everybody should be able, if they're legal, be able to bear and carry arms.
Yep.
My problem, Kate, is this. And I don't know how this can be controlled, because I know some gun dealers, is I don't believe that anybody should be able to purchase armor and or large amounts of ammunition over the Internet.
Mm.
And I know that's a quagmire.
Yeah.
But I was coming out of a bank one time in Southern California, and two guys outshot the cops. The cops had to go down to the local gun shop just to find armor that would try to pierce this stuff.
Oh.
And they blew up a lot of people.
Wow.
And all law enforcement people in the service, granted, they deserve, they need to wear that stuff.
Yeah.
But a private citizen, I why would you sell it to them?
Right. Right, because what are, you know, I didn't even look at it from that perspective, but you're dead on with that. Because if they've got all that protection, of course, you know, then and then heavily armed, what are you, everybody's sitting ducks around you. I mean, of course they are, because how are the cops going to pull them down?
The gap. They don't have the armament to do that.
Yeah.
And that was shown in that bank assault that day. They finally got both of them, which is lucky. But not before they shot cops. They stood there.
Oh,
I saw it.
That's awful.
They stood outside that bank and just, with unregard for anybody, just shot up the place.
Oh, that's terrible.
I mean, and so, I used to have a videotape of that came off of the news, but I've lost it. But it was just amazing.
Where was this in California?
Southern California was in... God dang it, I can't think of the city right now.
But it was in Southern California. Yeah.
It was in Southern California off of one of the boulevards. I'm sorry, I can't remember.
Oh, no, that's okay.
It was spread all over the news.
Mm,
it was just amazing. Nobody could understand that that could even happen.
Right. You know what? It's interesting you bring up the bank robber thing, because of covering and having friends that are police officers and all that stuff. You wouldn't believe how many bank robberies actually happen. That, of course, they don't want that out there because of the amount of success there still is today with bank robbers.
Of course.
Yeah. And a lot of it, probably some of it, may have to do with what are they using, how can the police fight back, and what kind of access do they have for protection that, you know, you gave the prime example.
Well, like I said, finally one of the captains said, let's go down to the store down here.
Yeah.
About four blocks away was a gun shop.
Wow.
And went in, and the gun owner said, take this. You know, there was no exchange of money, just take it.
Yeah. Wow.
Because even four blocks away, he could hear all of this going on. And so, you know, and finally they did. They knocked one guy down. Didn't kill him, but they eventually got him. And that's the great thing. But, no, I don't believe anybody should be able to purchase that over the Internet.
No. Yeah.
I don't believe that anybody should be able to purchase a large amount of ammunition or bombs or whatever. Or whatever this guy bought.
Grenades, yes, all that stuff.
I mean, over the Internet.
Yeah.
You know, and I love the Internet and I shop on it. But, no, that's it. Well, listen, I agree. Time enough tonight, so.
R.C., excellent. Call us again, as always. Yeah, he made some great points about the purchasing of 6,000 rounds and the whole anonymous thing. What is somebody doing with the 6,000 rounds? And it's very different from being in a blind and hunting some deer, as all of you who are hunters know. So isn't there red flags that should be raised as a result of that? All right, quickly, we're going to head to a mini version of We Can Count.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, 11, 12. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
had pumped you up for a big number, sadly, with traffic deaths. Yeah, the numbers that the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration released heading into the weekend was they estimate that traffic deaths for the first quarter of 2012 was actually up 13.5%. It's just an increase in the second largest quarterly jump in traffic deaths since they started actually tracking them in 1975, the biggest since 1979. Now you think, okay, so where is this and what does that mean? It's the rate of traffic deaths per 100 million miles of car travel that's increased substantially. So for the first 3 months of this year, the rate increased significantly with 1.10 fatalities per 100 million miles traveled. So that's how they got the number. They estimate that 7,600 people plus died in car crashes in the first 3 months. That's up from the first quarter of 2011. The increase would end a steady decline, actually, in U.S. road deaths over the last 7 years. And some of the reasons why, because the NHTSA is looking for them, is maybe warm weather across the country, meaning people drive more. So, yeah, there's more possibilities. Usually people drive less in the winter. So if it's warmer, that meant, and what they think is the people are out there a little bit more. And there's conclusions you could think about. I mean, texting, other things that are happening, people not paying attention on the road, you know, that whole thing. Somebody said to me maybe we should have a waiting period on actually getting a license. And every year people should have to take the test over again. The problem is that wouldn't help. Sorry. Oh, this is sad. Did you ever catch the Jeffersons TV Land? If you didn't see it when it was on. I liked him in this show. I can remember watching it with my brother. Sherman Hemsley, who was George Jefferson. Remember the Jeffersons moving on up? I can't sing, so I'm not going to sing it for you. But he was he died at the age of 72. Don't know much about his death, other than they confirmed that he died. He was in El Paso. And they say natural causes. Just, you know, that's natural causes. And they're investigating if there's anything else to it. But certainly not foul play. He was discovered by his nurse, who thought he was sleeping. He was part of the whole All in the Family cast. The Jeffersons, though, was huge. That's where he really, really made his mark.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.